Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business, beloved. Well, all week I've been sharing a message entitled The Cry of the Blood, and referencing the fourth chapter of Genesis, where the Lord Himself said the blood of righteous Abel was crying out from the earth because his own brother Cain had killed him. And beloved, there's such a bloodlust today. Literally, life is not considered sacred at all. It's very cheap. But also, I've been sharing that in a spiritual way, unless we are willing to testify, to stand on the truth, to preach the truth in our individual lives, not willing to compromise with the world, as well as those who have been anointed and called of God as leaders in the body of Christ, we have to preach the uncompromised Word of God. You know, you can learn various languages, you can study various religions and philosophies, you can debate Scripture endlessly, you can argue in logic and put the fear of your intellectual prowess in the hearts of many people. But beloved, what we have to have is just one look into the eyes of Jesus, and your breath can be taken away. Your mind suddenly becomes aware that you are a sinner. Your arguments of philosophy lose their luster. Your quick-tongued and witty sarcasms fade in the light of His presence. For you have met the Master of heaven and earth and sky. You've met the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a personal friend, and I won't share the details of the testimony, but literally he was unsaved. It was at a critical time. It was close to a death of a parent in the family. He was driving on the interstate toward the airport. He was literally taken in the spirit up, and he stood before this majestic being. He's on the freeway, mind you, lunch hour, business, it's busy. And he had that very experience that he knew it was the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was aware of his own sinfulness, and he gave his heart to God. And your experience with the Lord, your salvation experience may not be anywhere as near spectacular to be taken up into the heavens while you're driving a car. It was just for a few seconds. He came back into his body aware just a few seconds before he was rounding that curve. This literally happened to someone I personally know very well. Beloved, when you meet Jesus, it will transform you. Jesus is the living way. He's the sacrifice on the altar of God for your atonement, for my sins, past, present, and future. He shed His blood vicariously for you and me. His blood atoned for your sins. His blood opened, rent the veil between the middle court of your mind and your heart, and made a way into the holiest of holies. When you accept Jesus, the Lord comes to dwell in your heart by His Spirit. He's your healer, beloved. He's your baptizer, your comforter, your strength, your teacher. He and He alone is the door into the sheepfold. The devil couldn't defeat Him. Death couldn't hold Him. Principalities and powers fear Him. Jesus Christ is alive today. He ever lives. Oh, beloved, I'm stirred today because I can hear the blood of multitudes crying out to God. I can hear the hearts of sinners searching for peace. I can hear the cry of church members in a lot of places, their blood, as it were, crying out to God for truth, for power, crying out to God for answers to their problems, crying out to the Lord for justice and judgment against the prince of darkness. They desire to eat, beloved. That living bread which came down from heaven, not crusty, stale, hard bread of dusty dogmas, creed, and ideologies of man, but the living bread of Jesus Christ. They're thirsty for living water. Jesus told the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, if you will drink of the water that I have to give you, you will never thirst again. The legalists, the modernists may tell you that what was recorded in the book of Acts and in Holy Scripture is not for today. That just passed away with the apostolic age when all the apostles passed away and died. Beloved, but that doesn't keep Jesus Christ from saving you from your sins, nor does it keep Jesus Christ from filling you with the Holy Ghost, nor does it keep you from studying the Word of God for yourself, neither does it keep you from claiming the promises of God provided to every born-again child of God. Beloved, for God has given you power to become children of God. You know that it's always stated, that scripture that says all of creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. God told Cain that the earth had received the blood of his brother, and his brother's blood was crying out to him. And what does it say? It's very telling. The Lord tells him, he says in verse 11 of Genesis 4, and now art thou, speaking to Cain, cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And he was no longer going to be a successful farmer. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength, or no longer bring forth produce. God did, because that was what he was going to offer to the Lord, or had offered to the Lord. God took his very livelihood from him so that he would become a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. Beloved, there are many spiritually today who are leading people to spiritual death. They're like the Pharisees and Sadducees of Jesus' day. They're disguised in robes of religiosity. Beware the beguiling words of spiritual libertarians that tell you there is no such thing as salvation from sin. Beware the finely chiseled, fine-sounding features of a philosophy that denies the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way into the sheepfold, and therefore the only way to God. There are legalizers, the so-called lawyers of the word, just as in Jesus' day, who claim to have the complete insight into Holy Writ. Sometimes there are pastors that aren't even saved, beloved. They've come out of these theological seminaries, and the faith they once had was taken from them. You know the kind of those who say that if a man or woman doesn't belong to their little group or their fellowship or doesn't have their approval, beloved, stay away from them. You know them. Jesus said, if spirit bears witness with spirit, you know them by their fruits. Stay away from those lawyers, modern-day lawyers, who argue the legal points of the law, just as they did with Jesus, and found themselves facing the master of the tempest. And they hear his stinging reply when they ask, Master, thou reproachest us also. That was in Luke 11:46, and he says, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourself touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Then Jesus said in verse 51, From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyers, legalists, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Beloved, as I shared on a preceding broadcast, I was in a denominational church. I was raised very strictly, understanding the tenets of the Apostles' Creed, but there was not reality. I was not born again. It wasn't preached. You know, just become a member of the church, and that's all it took. You didn't have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I was not saved. And it wasn't until many years later, after I turned my back on denominational religion, I felt there was nothing to it. I began to search in other ways, transcendental meditation, the Eastern philosophies, yoga, all the kinds of things that were out there in the 60s. I was there in Berkeley, you know, during that whole time, psychedelic drugs, things that would provide answers. And I found every single one of them empty. And it was only when I humbled myself before God, when I was so confused, I was being drawn, part of me, it was my spirit was being drawn to Christians that I had met, but my mind was rebelling. I mean, I was a graduate from the University of California. I had to humble myself. I had to realize my intellectual arrogance, and I was going to go on for a doctorate and teach at the university level. Beloved, I realized my mind could not apprehend the things of God, and I cried out to God. I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And it was an honest prayer because I couldn't figure it out with my mind. Beloved, that's all it takes. Some of you may be listening now, and you've not been born again. You haven't had a personal relationship and experience in Jesus. Right now, you can come to Him and ask, Father, I come, and those that have not come to you in a real way, who have not accepted Jesus, Father, I pray you will make yourself real to them. Just confess your sins, beloved. Just say, Lord, I come to you as a sinner. I repent of my sins. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord. Lord, I just give you my life. I don't have the answers. I don't even know what to do, but I give myself to you, and I ask you to show me the way, to lead me in the path everlasting. I want to be with you in heaven. I want to please you as I live my life. And Lord, I just give myself to you, and I trust you in faith to show me the way, show me the path, show me your way, Lord, and give me the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Paul said, let us cast off the works of darkness. Beloved, the blood of multitudes are crying out to God daily, asking for genuine scriptural help. God is moving wonderfully in many places. There's so many godly ministries and churches, but there are many more that sit as tombstones, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And Cain, throughout this angry retort to God, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, beloved, we do have this responsibility. We are our brother's keepers. We need to carry the message of the truth of the Word of God, the message of salvation to the uttermost and the ends of the earth, to be all that God would have us be, to plant those seeds that He would have us plant. This is our commission. He's never changed since He left this earth. Will we be faithful in fulfilling what He's asked of us? Praise God. Well, beloved, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being with me this week. And as we gather together the next time, we'll see what the Lord has for us. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support, your financial gifts. If you'd like to write, share your prayer requests, the announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.